Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here and started your day in a positive way. I love all the guests that come on my show. And of course, I do want to remind you to follow us on our Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, all those places. Also, jump on our newsletter that goes out every single Friday. You'll meet all of our guests and their pictures, and be a part of our news, of our mixer, our business mixer. It's coming up March 12th, and that is at one of our huge sponsors, and that is the Manhattan of Camarillo. And of course, March 12th, 5 to 8, we'd love you to be there. I'd love to share your business, and get you in with lots of our people. And of course, I did start a membership, and so we are going to start membering. We're going to start really mixing and really connecting with all of our members. So again, I'd love you to do that. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Again, all you have to do is send a text to us, and you can just put mixer, membership, whatever you want, and our team members will get back with you. We'd love to share your business. Okay, with that, of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and really, this is just so in line with our first guest, and of course, it's really just saying thank you, a simple thank you. Really, people go out of their way for you, whether it's opening up a door, whether it's, you know, a thank you card, whether it's bringing a rose to you, whatever it is, even your family, your husband, your kids, you know, just really appreciate that moment, because when it doesn't happen, you know, it's not as pretty. So really, honestly, just take that moment to say thank you. And of course, with our first guest, we've got Erica DiBona. And of course, she has typed over 1,000 thank you letters on her signature Olympia electronic compact typewriter every year. And she shares why in her new book, A Letter is Better, which I love the name, first of all. Really, it's all about, just that connection. So many of us are texting, maybe, even that, just pick up the phone, but also a letter is better. Let's welcome Erica. Erica, thank you so much for being here.
I appreciate your having me today.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about, first of all, how you got started. And you probably had somebody that might have taught you this, or a mentor, or something that you received, and then of course, you wanted to reciprocate.
Well, it began with my grandfather, Granddaddy Al, who is no longer with us, of course, but I was probably in first grade, and we became pen pals. He lived in Seattle, and I was in Palo Alto, California. So we didn't see each other very much. And he wrote me every week, and I wrote him back. And to the point that when he died, I went up to visit him, and I saw a letter of mine that was typed, of course, on his bedside table. And I had a moment of realizing he's not going to write me back. So I read that letter to him
Oh,
and
you just
realized
chills,
it
yeah.
was the last letter that I was going to get to exchange with him. The other big moment for me also happened around first grade when it was 1962, so I'm 70, and it was the Cuban Missile Crisis. And they were teaching all the little children in first grade to duck and cover and roll under our desks, which was scary. And
Yes.
I came home and I was rattled, and my mother said, No, you don't have to worry. President Kennedy has solved the problem. We're not going to have the Cuban Missile Crisis. So I was so relieved. She suggested, why don't you write the president a thank you?
Wow.
Which I did. And about a month later, I was coming in from school. My mother had a big white envelope that she was holding, and it was a letter from the president and his picture. And of course, he was very handsome. So I was so thrilled. I put it up next to my bed, and I looked at it every morning when I woke up and every night when I went to sleep. But it really gave me the confidence to think I could write anybody. I'm a little first grader, and I wrote the president, and he wrote back. So I think that was the underlying through line for me of realizing it's not scary, just write somebody, and they
Gosh,
may write
Erica,
back.
that is so awesome. I love that story. And as a first grader, that is just huge. I mean, it's really like having the confidence to do anything you want. And it's interesting. My parents were the same way. You could do anything you put your mind to. Never thought of it as a letter, but wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It was
So
also helpful because I was shy. I had a big nose, and I saved up money for a nose job later, ninth grade. But so if I liked a boy, I didn't know how to talk to him really, and I would ask him to be my pen pal. So that was a surefire way of getting interaction with him, which has held me through good stead as well, because people do like to have a response back and forth. And this was way before emails and texts, but I could get to be a friend with a boy that way. And
Oh
that was another way to use letter writing, is to start a relationship.
okay, I have to just remark on what you said about your nose, first of all. Beautiful lady
Oh,
here.
thank you.
But you know what? It just makes me seem like you can make anything happen. And I think that's your message right there, is you can make
I
anything
like that.
happen. And I love that, because I feel the same way. I mean, nothing in life should hold you back. And so you've got a couple messages there. I love that. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about your book. Why is a letter better? Obviously, you've already, explained a few things, but when you're getting a thank you note, and an immediate personal gift, that goes straight to your receiver's heart, talk to us about that.
When I get a gift, the first thing I do is I do not use it, wear it, put it on, eat it, or put it away, because I will forget that I ate it, wore it, or put it away, and it'll be a delay before I write the letter back. So I keep it out in front of me as much as possible and sort of marinate in it while I feel the feelings of what it was like when it happened. My key word I start my thank yous with is the word when. So it puts me back in the mode of, when we had this interview today,
I
Kim.
love that.
You
I love
had a feeling right away you understood who I was.
that. Right.
The when is the taking me back to the time and place. It also, I use all my senses where possible, the sense of smell and touch and sight. I don't like starting the words with the words thank you. I always say save the thank you till the end. Because if I send you a card, it says thank you on the outside, you open it's like, and I say thank you as my first two words, I've already blown the lead. There's no suspense to that, right? How exciting is that going to be to read thank you and then thank you? So I say save the thank you to the end. And I have three paragraphs that I write. I have the me, you, and us. So the first paragraph is all about me. That's my response to you or to the gift or to the experience, to the manicure, whatever it was, that's the
Right.
part about me. The next part is it's you, and that's all about you. And that's really the secret sauce to this. This is where I try to get you to fall a teeny bit in love with me because I see you and appreciate you, and I'm thanking you for things that maybe most people aren't noticing always. I'm taking a moment to read between the lines of who you are and what your talents are. And I think
Love
that's
that.
what really hooks people because they don't feel seen and appreciated very much anymore. And to get a letter that you can then stick in your purse and your backpack or have it on your desk for a while, a letter is forever. And then the third paragraph is us. So it's me, you, and us. The third paragraph is where I talk about I look forward to meeting you at the mixer on March 12th, and I really appreciate your giving me the first opportunity to talk about my book with you, and I know that together we will be able to forge new business ventures. Thank you.
I love that. I think I always write thank you right off the bat. So that already helps
Well,
me right there. I've already given away what I was going to do there,
that's
right?
right. Why would anyone
Love
keep reading? And
it.
the other thing is, Kim, I say, don't agonize about it. We were talking about being fearful of things. People get frozen about, oh my gosh, I have to write a thank you. I say, just write it. Odds are you're the only one that's going home tonight and writing a thank you. Trust me.
That's right.
And I know I'm the only one going home and typing a letter, so that's even more unusual. And I joke that I have like a 93% open rate with my typed letters. And that is part of the book as I talk about typing, and a lot of people have gotten back into typing as a result, but that's not what I'm saying to do. I say you can do it on the computer, you can print it out like one and a half space, find a cute font, find pretty paper like you'd have your pink paper, you're ready to go with your stationery. Use that first draft, final draft. Don't kill yourself doing it, just do it. Check for a spelling, nothing egregious. Tom Hanks, if he's typing, he just says XXX over the wrong word and keeps going. And then put it out. I make a copy of it before I send it because what happened is people come up to me like a year after I've sent a letter and say thank you for that letter. And I honestly don't remember what I wrote them because by then I've done 999 more letters. So I now keep it. And that was helpful when I was trying to put the book together too, to remember some of the responses.
Okay, so I love this. This is going to be all in your book. I can't wait to read your book, first of all. My question to you is, what if you've had a birthday and you didn't send out any thank yous yet? Okay, how long is it to like where it's too late, or is it ever too late?
That's a good question. I don't know what the rule is for birthdays. I know they say the rule for weddings is 1 year, but
Right.
I hear a lot of people who give gifts and are unhappy when the bride really takes 1 year. The other problem with the waiting a long time is that you tend to forget the feelings you had. The when I received the gift and opened it up and saw that beautiful doorstop, how I felt. And so I think that the sooner one can write a letter is better. The birthday issue, I don't know if there's a technical rule about that. I hope there isn't because I think we get too hung up on all these rules. But I do think while the feelings are fresh, it always makes for a better response.
But what if you haven't done it? Then what would you suggest?
Well, I think you could just say, I'm hugely aware that this is a long time in coming. It's not that I haven't been thinking about you. I have been, and I'm wrecked with guilt that I haven't done this yet, but I wanted to say, please don't judge me for the lack of the slow response because it has nothing to do with how I felt about the gift.
Wow. Okay. Even in business and, different things, like maybe you go to a great restaurant. Do you think letters are more memorable no matter what?
Absolutely, letters are more memorable in my experience.
Okay.
I have written to waiters. One time, a waiter brought over a breadcrumber, those things that clean the table for my daughter, and she admired it, and she was about 10. And so he gave it to her. That was deserved a response. So I wrote to the waiter. I write to the tattoo artist at the Orange County Fair. I write to the manicurist. A response to a restaurant or to the manager is also really good because the next time I come in, they know me. And this has happened at many restaurants where I'll walk in and go, "Oh, you're Erica." And oh yeah, I wrote them a letter. So it's happened with waitresses. I think everybody deserves to be thanked, whether it's the maitre d' or the waitress or the chef in the back. And it can only help. It's when I go to the doctor's office, I'll look and see a letter of mine in the medical file next to my medicines. I say, "Oh, that's my letter." To the manicurist, to the guy who takes out our garbage cans, whoever it is, it takes a minute and it lasts a lifetime.
That's what I was going to ask you. It takes a minute, okay? And so many of us are don't sometimes think they have a minute, right? But it only takes a minute, right? And so it's really go over your three steps because I think that's so important.
Okay, the first step is start with the word when, if you're frozen, and take you back to the moment of when you had that interview, when you had the manicure, when you had dinner at the restaurant, when that experience happened to you, and how it made you feel. That's the when and the first paragraph about me, my experience. The next one is about you, me, you, and us. So you is how it felt when I was interacting with you, and that's where I say, I could tell your outlook on life is pink and bright because of the basic colors that you use and the experience of gratitude in the morning. I understood that you are all about gratitude and joy and bringing that to your viewers and listeners. I appreciate what you do and know that what you do is really important in the world. So that's about you, and that's where I want. My father used to say, be genuine. There was a boy I liked, Zach, in junior high, and my dad said, "Oh, just tell him he has a nice smile. Everyone likes to be told they have a nice smile." So I went up to him the next day and said, "Oh, I really like your smile." And he looked at me and he blushed and he smiled and he had gotten braces. And he was like, "Oh no, what was I saying?" So that compliment clattered to dead and lifeless to the floor. And I also realized it wasn't genuine. I hadn't looked at him before I said that. So it needs to be genuine, because if it's a fake compliment, you'll feel it. You'll say, "What is she talking about?" It has to be something that you discern about the person that you're writing to and feed back to them what's special about them to make them feel unique, because you are. And then the last is me, you, and us. So it's us. How can we take our new relationship into the future together? Or I look forward to being seated at your table the next time we go to John O'Groats. Whatever the us is, I look forward to making cookies on the new cookie sheet that you brought me and having some champagne along with it. Whatever the hope is that you can go into the future together is how I tie it together. And then I end with, and thank you for whatever the thank you is for.
I love this, Erica. Okay, you inspired me. I'm going to do this. I think that just is like the one last topping that I needed in my life. So I love that. Let me ask you, handwritten? I know you use your typewriter, but what's the best and what's the easiest?
I think for me, I found that typing it on the computer is great. I will type it on like a self-adhesive Avery label that's like this, so I can then cut it and put it on the inside of a card if I want to. So it's printed on the computer, but it's cut into the size of a card if you want to put it on the inside of a card. I think printing or computer is great. Handwriting, the problem, Kim, is a lot of kids aren't learning how to handwrite or to read handwriting. And I
Right.
talked to Grandparents who are frustrated, my grandchild never writes me back. Well, maybe because it looks like hieroglyphics to them. They can't even make out what you wrote. So I also am big on bribery. I have a whole lot of kids who are pen pals with me, and I send them candy, non-chocolate, because it won't, so it doesn't melt. But if they write to me, I'll send them candy back, and then they quickly write back. So I've had kids for 10, 12, 15 years who've been my pen pals.
Wow.
And I also have a friend who's 102 who's my pen pal, and she's still writing on her floral lined paper that I've helped to get her along
Oh,
the way.
how fun to get mail, right? I love it. Let me
It
ask
is.
you, do you have children?
I have one daughter. She's 36, and she doesn't particularly like to write thank yous. So she is not my mini-me as I would like, but in the book I did write. Include a letter that she had written to her fifth grade teacher when she had been bullied, and the teacher had stood up for her and talked to the class of saying, "This is unacceptable. Whoever wrote this anonymous letter that they put in Jamie's mailbox at home should not have done that. I won't stand for it." And so Jamie wrote to Mrs. Landau and thanked her at the end of the year for standing up for her. And I think that's the kind of thing that makes a teacher feel good. You can give them all the little gifts at the end of the school year, but a gift that can really stay in their life is a letter like that.
I love it, Erica DeBono. Thank you so much for being a guest here today on the Kim
Welcome.
Pagano Show. I hope that you share our show with everyone. And how do our listeners find you and, of course, find your book?
Thank you. Well, I have an artofthankyou.com is my website. And my book is on Barnes and Noble and Amazon. I self-published, so it's not in bricks and mortar at this point, but it's available both of those places.
Okay, great. Could we give one away?
What's that?
Could we give one of your books away?
Of course.
Yeah, I would love to. Let's open up our phone lines. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And just put on there, a letter is better. And we'll pick one of the winners. Again, thank you so much. And this was so delightful. I'm like thinking of all the letters I'm going to be writing right now. So
And
again,
just have fun with it.
that's what it's all about. No pressure, just
No
fun.
pressure.
I love
That's
it.
right.
Thank you so
Okay.
much,
Spread the love.
Erica.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this: having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with a purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life and business. And Lynn Michelotos is like part of the brighter side. This lady is on fire, first of all. And of course, she is the owner of the Greek restaurant up in Ventura. If you haven't ever been there, definitely got to check it out. And then, of course, her other restaurant. I know I always say it. Tell me the name of it. I got to get it because
Margarita Villa.
Margarita Villa. Yeah. So you've got Greek and Mexican. And of course, there's music, right? And entertainment. And you're right there in the Ventura Harbor, which is like so great. How long have you been there again?
It's going to be 32 years, and when we opened actually was in May, 32 years ago.
Wow. How do you do it all? That's what I want to know. Like, how do you do it all? And you always look so good and so put together, and you're doing so many other things. I see you at all my other mixers, and of course, you're part of what I'm doing. So I love it. You're like a mirror of me, who I am. You know, I love that.
Well, I've always been active in the chamber in most of the things. And then after COVID, things changed so much in the way that everything was running, and my husband wouldn't let me go to the restaurant for a while. And so they actually had to pivot and do different things on as far as reservations and get rid of some tables and make it, you know, we had to take out every other window on the patio for more ventilation, you know, and that health department always said, close the windows, close the doors. And they say, open the windows, open the doors.
I know, you never know which one. I mean, and how perfect. I mean, it can't get any, you know, like the air out there is amazing, right? So
I know. So anyway, I didn't have to be there for day to day. So a couple of years ago, I found the LifeWave project, and I love projects. You know, I'm always I've always been project driven. I was at the Greek Festival and all kinds of things with the City Corps. I ran a nonprofit for 8 years for the Chamber. So I needed a project.
When you want something done, give it to a busy person, right? I mean, no matter what, right? I love it. Yeah. And they say when you're the most busiest is when you grab another something to do, right? I mean, it's
just learn to organize your time a little bit better. And, you know, thank goodness for phones and calendars on our phones to keep us on track.
Yeah, that's right. And you are an early bird, I know, because I can always know that I can get you early. So,
yeah. So not always, though. I used to stay up really, really late. In fact, I'm dog sitting my grand dog today.
Right.
Oh. working at a hospital today. So I get to have him. And so when she works nights, she comes and gets him. But today she's doing an all day training. So
what kind of dog?
It's a little terrier, shaggy mixed terrier. He looks like a schnauzer kind of, but he's just a sweetheart. And we all love him.
There you go. I love it. So talk to us about LifeWave, first of all. Okay. I mean, this has really changed your life in a lot of ways. I mean, each one of your projects would just go on and then, you know, you get to help so many people. And of course, now you're having where, you know, you're introducing it to so many people and you've got a team, right? And of course, you'll be at my business mixer. You were my speaker last month and so many people just jumped on the wagon with you.
One of them is your speaker this time.
This time, I know. Yeah. And she loves you guys. It's really about just sharing and growing and that's what it's all about. So talk to us a little bit about, first of all, what it's done for you, what it's done for your husband, and of course, what it's done for the people that you already know you're helping.
Well, I had been interested in stem cells, mm-hmm. and I was doing some research. And then when I heard about this product that actually works with your own stem cells,
right.
That's a lot cheaper for one thing, but also a lot more reliable and effective.
I'm looking for your brochure here. Yes.
Okay. What happened with me is I heard about it from a customer first, and she told me, she just turned around and told me, you know, I didn't really know her, someone that had brought things. And she was just talking to me when I was handing out Halloween candy, year before last. And I heard about it again from someone that I knew. And I said, I want to try these patches. I want, I want to get my husband on it, my sister who was having some issues with her knees. And so we started using the patches almost 18 months ago. And really, I had no idea that I would, decide to make it a business, or I just wanted, to help my husband get off of a bunch of meds and my sister to help her knees. And for me, I have, I'd had two hip replacements. And my knees were in bone on bone as well. So I started using the patches. All three of us started at the same time. My big takeaway the first couple of days was sleep. I had not slept more than 2 hours straight in over 30 years. And boy, I slept like 5 or 6 hours, I think, that first thing. And I'm going, wow, that was a fast night. And deeper sleep. I should get one of those watches. People are talking now. They're telling me that they can tell how much time your REM sleep is, and to figure that out, because I'm dreaming. I haven't dreamed in years.
Wow, I haven't dreamt here in years. My kids all got me one of those rings that does the same thing. It tells you. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, so I know that there's the X39 and then there's the X49, and I'm sure they're probably coming out with so many others, but let's start with the X39. And then I know that you've actually introduced a new basically a new package, right?
It's a new program to
Yeah.
get people started without investing more than $125, so which is
Right.
pretty impressive. And it is, it's just a recent program, so people can just start as a customer
Right.
and just use the patches. And then what they're doing is that they are each month with your order, you have a sleeve of 39 patches, which is a month's supply for $99.95. And then for an annual one-time charge of $25, you can get sample pack 10 samples of different patches for 11 months straight, different ones every month. And then the 12th month, you get like a full sleeve free for $25. You get 140 sample patches, other patches, and it's $300 worth of product wholesale. And so that's very, very popular. People are jumping on with that. And the first one, the sample they get is called an Eon patch, which is was the best seller before they launched the X39, and that is for inflammation. So your pain points, inflammation, it works like super fast. I've had people get their migraine be gone in 5 minutes with putting up
Now, I remember, oh,
forehead.
literally, you put it on
Yeah.
the forehead. Oh, wow.
And then now there's a friend of mine from church, and her husband was having migraines, tremendous migraines. And she had gotten some patches from someone in Thousand Oaks where she lives. And I said, tell him to put it right on his forehead, and right on his forehead, day or night, whatever time that you that's better for him. And he has not had any more migraines. And so
Incredible.
he's in his eight, like mid-80s, something like that. And it was just debilitating, you know. And so she was going, wow, it's hard to believe that something like that could happen. But now I'm not saying that's normal. That's not
Right, yeah.
what,
And
yeah.
you're not claiming anything. These are all different things that people have done. Let me ask you a question. First of all, for the people that might be a little skeptical, okay. When you put those patches on, is it releasing any medication or anything like that so that people know?
No, these are what they call non-transdermal. Nothing from the patch, which are all natural nanocrystals and amino acids and so forth. Nothing goes in your body. It's all a frequency. So the patches emit a frequency that uses our own infrared light and reflects that light back into the body. And then it activates, for instance, the X39 activates a GPKCU peptide, copper peptide. That's sort of a buzzword these days. People are talking a lot about peptides. This is naturally occurring in our bodies, and it's those peptides that then activate our own stem cells. So the body knows what it needs. And sometimes people say, well, I want it to fix this or I want it to fix that. Well, our doctors that are regularly on Zoom calls twice a week, they say you can't pick the fix, and the body knows what it needs, and it will go to the area. It might not be something you feel. It might be an organ or whatever, something in your body that needs it. And that's just like when you're a kid, you know, if you cut yourself right away, it starts to heal. Well, 60 at age 60, we have very few of our own stem cells still active. So that's why the older we get, the more longer it takes for us to get over something. And so that's what these patches are actually giving us longevity. And it's especially like after 6 months, your heart is 2 months younger than it was. And they have all kinds of documentation, clinical trials that have proven this over. It was the X39 took 10 years of research plus $4 million. The company's over 20 years old, and it wasn't until 2018 the X39 was released, and then in 2019 the X49. Now the X49, they call this a performance package, and it works together on bones and muscles. And of course, the heart is a muscle. So a lot of people have, in fact, yesterday there was a testimonial on a doc call that a woman said 3 years ago, her husband had several heart attacks and he had damage to his heart. And just a week ago, they went to the cardiologist and he said, "Can you tell me how much damage is still showing on my heart?" And the doctor was looking and looking. He said, "I don't find anything. There is no damage to your heart." He said, "I've never seen this before."
Wow. That's great. So
that's very, very encouraging.
And is he on the X39 or the X49? Talk to us about the difference.
That was together. I think that they wore the X39 and X49 together.
And but you can do that?
Yes, those two you can wear together. The other patches you can wear either day or night. It's better to use the X39 during the day because it increases your energy so much that many people have trouble sleeping if they wear them at night. But it's an individual thing. Some people do. It just depends on your own body. But it gives me much, much more energy. And, you know, my people at work, I go to the restaurant and I'm doing stuff and doing that. And they'll go, "Oh my gosh, you're just always buzzing around doing something."
Yeah. You're like, "You want a patch?"
Don't complain to me. Put a patch on.
There you go. I love it. So, okay. I know that you've been getting, having all these get togethers at your restaurants and of course, a couple different times and stuff. So for our listeners, if they want to get involved, or if they want to just be a customer, right? How can you tell them a little bit about that?
Well, our next one is going to be on St. Patrick's Day. Now, some people say, "Well, I don't know if that's a good day or not." And I'm going, "Well, if somebody really wants to go out, you know, the Irish people are going to go to pubs. And it's not like a Greek thing that people are busy." So right. We're going to do it at happy hour time, but early, like 4 to 6. And then if they want to, you know, go party hardy after that, they're welcome to. But from 4 to 6, we're going to do like our presentation about the different patches. And we'll have a live Zoom that will have one of our top leaders will be answering any questions that people have. And it's just a great little get together. And of course, we'll have some good little happy hour food and might even have some green beer that day. So.
Oh, there you go. Right. I love it. Okay. And then you also have a website. And of course, you prefer people texting you. Can you give out those numbers? And
sure. Your website? Yeah, the website is liveyounger.com/Greek. G-R-E-E-K, Lynn, L-Y-N-N. And my cell is 805-407-4302. And I do get a lot of spam calls, so I do prefer a text, and then that way I will get right back to you.
And Lynn, you're not alone. Like, there are so many people getting spam calls nowadays that it is sometimes better to just get a text and then you'll call them back, right? So, Yeah. What would you prefer them say, that they're interested in the patches on the text and then you'll call them back?
Sure. Anything about, I saw you on Kim Pagano's show and I'd like more information. And, I'm happy to meet with people personally, on phone calls, whatever works for them. I live in Ventura, and of course I you know, the restaurant, but I'm not in the restaurant every day, but I do use it for my business purposes for LifeWave.
Right. Why not? It's a perfect opportunity. Yeah, I love it. So again, thank you so much for being here in course supporting the Kim Pagano show. But I love what you do. I love like your heart. And I love that you just continue to keep growing and sharing all of your inspiration with so many people. And you are an example of what you do. So you walk and talk the walk. So I appreciate that.
I had a cortisone shot in over 2 years. So
wow, that's
and before I couldn't I could hardly walk. So I'm anxious to get pretty soon to get an X-ray and see that my cartilage has. But I know it's got to be coming back, and I'm using a protocol that has been used in the past. So.
Crazy. That's crazy. How has it helped your sister, Patty?
She's doing great too. She's just running around.
God, I love it. I love her.
I took her with me to a Zoom, networking, speed.
I love it. You guys are great.
She said, I love it. I love it. So I said, you're going to like it because it's almost all men at this one.
Our networking we have a lot of men coming to ours this time. Many have signed up. So I'm really excited. I mean, I love our women, but yeah, it's fun when we get men there, you know? Uh-huh. So anyways, again, Lynn, thank you so much for being here. Give out your website one more time, please.
liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
I love that name, Live Younger, right? I mean, that says it all right there. I love it. Thank you so much, Lynn. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay. See you soon.
Okay.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, if it's your first time, I'm so glad that you chose our show to tune in to. I also want to remind you to join us at my business mixer. That is March 12th, 5 to 8 at our sponsorship, Manhattan of Camarillo. And of course, right off of Santa Rosa Road from 5 to 8 on Thursday evening. We are going to be sharing about everybody's business, and we would love you to be there. Again, you can text us at 805-419-0008. And you can just put mixer in there and one of our team members will get back with you. And of course, every day is a new day, but there's a moment that you really just need to take some time to honor yourself and to just take in what matters most to you, your family, and your business. So again, I'm so glad that you've tuned in. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you- Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me kiss me now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations.